In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Greetings, God's good people, and welcome. Today is Saturday, the 1st of June, 2019. It is Saturday of the 6th week of Easter. It is a new month. We thank God for bringing us to this new month. You are listening to Catholic Meditation with me, Father Blessed. The Church celebrates today the Feast of Saint Justin the Martyr. Thanks for joining us. God bless you as you listen to His Word. Let us pray. O God, who through the folly of the cross wondrously taught Saint Justin the Martyr the surpassing knowledge of Jesus Christ, grant us through his intercession that having rejected deception and error, we may become steadfast in the faith. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Today's first reading is taken from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 18, verses 23 to 28. The Gospel is taken from St. John, chapter 16, verses 23 to 28. I read from the Gospel. When that day comes, you will not ask me any questions. In all truth, I tell you, anything you ask from the Father, he will grant in my name. Until now, you have not asked anything in my name. Ask, and you will receive, and so your joy will be complete. I have been telling you these things in veiled language. The hour is coming when I shall no longer speak to you in veiled language, but tell you about the Father in plain words. When that day comes, you will ask in my name, and I do not say that I shall pray to the Father for you, because the Father himself loves you for loving me and believing that I came from God. I came from the Father and have come into the world, and now I am leaving the world to go to the Father. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. That day will come. That day will come. Beloved in the Lord, it is a new month. It is the month of June 2019. We thank God for bringing us to this new month. We are also a week away from Pentecost, the day of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. In today's Gospel, Jesus makes a repetition of a sentence. That repetition is for emphasis. In verse 23, he says, "When that day comes." Again, in verse 26, he repeats it, "When that day comes." What is that day about which he speaks? He is speaking of that day of the fulfillment of the promise of the Holy Spirit, that day of Pentecost. When that day comes, that day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit will be given to them, they will not ask Jesus any questions, because the Holy Spirit will so illumine them that their minds will be opened. things that Jesus spoke to them in veiled language will be opened to them thanks to the presence of the Holy Spirit. So the apostles were thus living in anticipation and joyful expectation and anxiety for that day. We recall that all through Scripture, from the Old Testament to the New Testament, allusions are always made to that day, whatever the day may be. We often hear it being said, on that day, when that day comes, the day of the Lord, for that day to catch you like a thief. And in other times, it is when the time comes. Compare 1 Samuel chapter 8 verse 18, John chapter 14 verse 20, Zechariah chapter 9 verse 16, and Isaiah chapter 17 verses 7 to 9, just to name but these. That day, oh, that day. It should be understood as a time in the near future when something would happen. It should also be understood as a certainty, a certain truth. It is not a hypothetical idea. It is a fact. A day, that day will come, and it will be. It could also be related to that day of death and that day of judgment. That day will come. When? How? Where? We do not know. But that day will sure come. And when that day comes, where will you be? But most importantly, how will that day meet you? Dear friends in Christ, as that day will come, when the Holy Spirit will be poured out on us, so too many other days will come. The day will come when you will get that promotion you are looking for. The day will come when you will get that job. The day will come when you will find that right husband and or wife you have been looking for. Yes, the day will come when your dreams will be fulfilled. We give a resounding amen to that because we are hopeful and we trust God that that day will sure come. But don't forget that that day will also come when it will be your end. That day will come when you will stand in front of God to render an account to Him of your life. The day will come when all these will pass away. But most importantly, ask yourself, when that day comes, especially that last day, how will the day meet you? How prepared are you for that day? A Chinese proverb says, on that day you were born, you cried while every other person laughed and rejoiced at your coming. Live your life in such a way that on that day when you die, the whole world will be crying while you will be laughing and rejoicing because of the reward that awaits you. Dear friends, that day will come. Prepare for it. We wish you good luck. Amen. The Lord be with you. May the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit come on you and remain with you forever. Amen. We wish each and every one of you a very splendid weekend.